a dedicated and devoted thing. Bible thought. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. When the Old Testament deals with vows made to dedicate or devote things wholly unto the Lord, it is obvious that such a vow should be taken very seriously. If you make a vow to the Lord your God, do not be slow to pay it, for the Lord your God will certainly demand it of you, and you will be guilty of sin. Deuteronomy 23:21. Something dedicated to the Lord is promised to the Lord as an expression of thanksgiving. Dedicated things were considered holy gifts for the Lord's use. That which was devoted to the Lord was to become totally the Lord's. The devoted thing could not be substituted or redeemed. As followers of Christ, we have made a vow of dedication and devotion. We have promised our dedicated service to the Lord in whatever way we are gifted to serve. We are each a devoted thing unto the Lord, totally His, and everything so devoted is most holy to the Lord. Leviticus 27:28. Lord, help me this day to remember the sacred oath I have taken before you, to devote my life to you and dedicate my gifts to your service. May you be glorified through me this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Dave Bearden, Fullerton, California.